Hi, this is Remy from At the Movies with Iconic Sounds, and you're listening to CJLO 1690 AM here in Montreal.
For CJLO News, I'm Serena Aboulejoud. For the past 3 years, Mama Khan, a Pakistani restaurant serving home-cooked Peshwari food, has been giving out iftar boxes during the month of Ramadan as part of their larger efforts to fight against food insecurity and give back to the community.
We have like around 10 to 15 people that come pick up hot meals. It's 3 o'clock soon, so people might come one at a time, two at a time. And the first couple of years was very intense. I'll be honest with you, a lot of people came. But now the fact that other restaurants are also giving out free meals, it kind of like diverged everything to everybody. Like now it's like so many restaurants are giving out free meals.
This annual charitable initiative has a new twist every year. For instance, last year, the owner, Abdelaziz Khan, personally delivered the iftar boxes to single-parent households and widows in Montreal. This year, they raised additional funds to provide Ramadan grocery baskets to low-income families. These baskets will be distributed on Monday, March 16th.
It's, I think, incorporated in our religion where giving back to those that need it is a must. And the time of Ramadan is like, for example, I'm not eating, I'm not drinking, but I'm still sharing something with somebody else.
Mama Khan started off as a ghost kitchen during COVID. They opened their first restaurant in 2021, then moved next door to their permanent location in 2023. Initially, Abdelaziz opened the place with two brothers and his mother, who the restaurant is named after. She is also showcased in the logo of the restaurant, which takes shape in a drawing of a hijabi woman holding a food platter. At the center of Abdelaziz's vision for Mama Khan is giving back to the community. He even opened up a nonprofit in 2024 called Medina Foundation in order to better structure his charity work.
So when you're giving out meals, give out meals. If it's not like written down, if you're not counting every meal coming in, coming out, if you're not structuring donations, people might just think it's a random act of charity. But when you organize it, when you structure it, it brings more base to your giving back to your community.
At Mama Khan, there are community initiatives year-round too. They recently launched the first halal soup kitchen in Montreal. They operated as a warming center earlier this year, offering free hot chai during a harsh snap of cold. They also did a collaboration with Bishop's University, where every 3 pointers that their men or women's basketball team would score, a hot meal would be donated. Such initiatives, alongside partnerships with organizations such as Islamic Relief and Penny Appeal, have enabled Mama Khan to consistently serve the community.
A little known fact is that our kebab was auctioned for $4,000 for Islamic Relief. We co-hosted a charity event with them where we auctioned different items out, and the kebab, our chubby kebab, was auctioned for $4,000. So it's unofficially the most expensive kebab.
They are also out in the community actively distributing meals.
We hand out meals, each meal given out to people directly. My most meals would be, like, for example, every Friday we average around 140, 150 meals at Old Missionary Brewery, Place Benoit, it's another homeless shelter, Park X outside of the metro, Place Emile Gamelin, and also inside a restaurant where people can come in and grab a hot meal.
Last year, Abdelaziz also ran for city councillor for the Park Extension area with Transition Montréal and came third with over 700 votes. His mission was focused on creating a neighborhood that is affordable and filled with opportunities. Despite his loss, he continues to fight against food insecurity. He's currently planning on opening a community grocery store inside the restaurant.
Food insecurity is more than just giving out meals. It's creating a system where it's sustainable and it's structured in a way where people can come and take advantage of it. It's not going to be a system where we're going to put the profits before people.
For more, go to cjlo.com/news.
Messiah, Thursdays 8 p.m. on CJLO 1690 AM, Jesus and Satan's favorite metal show.
Are you a Concordia undergrad? Want to help make more funding for student jobs and projects? Then vote yes for CURE from March 17th to 19th. CURE Concordia is a student group that makes student jobs working on cool projects. For every cent you give us, we double it and give it back in student jobs. We've raised over $300,000 for student jobs, and next year, we're funding another $132,000. And that's on a fee levy of only 8 cents a credit. With this increase, we'll be able to fund three times as many jobs for current or just graduated Concordia undergrads, and they'll be working full-time to give funding, workshops, consulting, and other services directly to Concordia students. We want you to leave a job with CURE proud of the work you've done, making a difference in your community, and having new skills that give you a real leg up in your career. On March 17th, 18th, and 19th, watch the email address associated with your Concordia account for an email from the CSU with your ballot in the CSU election. And if you want to help us give students good jobs, vote yes for CURE.
Do you want to have a discussion about movies?
And we're here. We're here.
We're back.
CJLO 1690. Let's turn this up. All right. So what did we do? We started the show with Spirit Box, the song Soft Spine.
You said they're from Vancouver?
They're from Vancouver. From the album Tsunami Sea. That came out, I think, about a year ago, a year and a couple months. After that, we played the brand new Eden Will Burn single, Filling My Arteries, with what? We have no clue. Metal, for sure, it's metal. And then, what did we play after that? Then we played Cell Press. We played a song called Hot Rod to, how do you pronounce that? Guyana? It's not Guyana, it's Gehenna. Anyway, G-E-H-E-N-N-A, Hot Rod to Gehenna, from the brand new EP Tabula Rasa. They have a video out for that track. You can check them out at Cell Press Noise on Instagram, and they have a link to their music in that video. And it's a good one. It's a gooder. All right, so we're in studio with Prosecutor this week here at CJLO at the station. Say hello, guys. Don't be shy.
Hello.
Hi.
That's good. Good job. Will pass the test. Hello.
Hello. Hello.
Hi.
Hello.
Hi. You can you say your name and what you do in the band?
I'm so sorry. Yeah. So my name's Will. I sing and I play guitar in Prosecutor.
I'm Johan, drummer and Prosecutor.
I'm Isaac. I'm the bassist of Prosecutor.
I'm Dave. I'm the second guitarist and second vocalist.
You're the best, Dave. You're my favorite member of the band. Did you know that? Yeah. 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 Don't consider yourself second best at anything, Dave. All right. So let's just jump into it. Start talking about this this EP.
Well, last month, or well, no, 2 months ago, we came out with an EP called Rampage for the, I could say, the main song of the EP, because it's a two-song EP, which is called Rampage. The first part is the song's called Transcendence. It's an instrumental, a short one, which leads into the main song, Rampage, being 7 minutes 40 ish. 7 minutes 22 with vocal, non-instrumental of classic trash.
Yeah, what's what the hell was that? Johan.
Johan.
Did I do anything wrong?
Moved the mic.
No. You're slowly falling down that list, Johan. You were number two. What? Tell us about Rampage. What is this song about? Is it just basic thrash rampage? Or is there something deep to it?
Do you know what it's about, Johan?
Well, yeah, well, maybe we could let Dave talk, who actually wrote the lyrics of the song. Dave, maybe.
So I wrote the song about 10 years ago. It's been a long time. Mm-hmm. Well, it's mainly about a killing spree, a guy being resurrected and going on a rampage. It was inspired by the movie The Crow. I don't know if you all
Oh yeah,
seen
I saw
it.
The Crow in the theater.
That's in the theater.
Yeah,
wow.
Yeah. That's how old I am.
That's pretty much the main inspiration.
Yeah.
For you're double our age, right?
I'm 47 years old. Yeah.
Holy shit, you're more than double our age.
Yeah, thanks a lot, Will.
Sorry.
All right, we have Teen Sensations Prosecutor in the house this evening. And we're going to play both songs from the EP. I guess we'll just start with Transcendence.
Yeah, sure.
And then we'll move on to the murder spree rampage here on CJLO 1690. We'll be right back.
me. I'm the one who cannot lie. Drag me down and see where I'm not. Me, it's gone.
Electric Messiah. Hey. Shotgun. how many shotgun pumps are in that song?
I think 5 pumps and... Oh, no. Way more.
Yeah. I don't know why I like the sound of a shotgun being pumped.
You sync it with the snare, right?
Yeah. We took extra attention to like really sync it with the drum hits.
Yeah. It's unfortunate that you guys were saying while the song was playing, you were telling me about how you were actually going to go in a field and
shoot a real gun.
And shoot real guns to get the sound.
Johan has hunting guns. Yeah. I think 5 of them. Is that right?
Well, my dad has 12, but they're all legal weapons.
Legally purchased.
Legally purchased.
From a guy in the old port.
Yeah.
And it's on a register.
Right. Yeah.
But maybe we could speak to why we have guns in there in the first place.
Yeah.
To hunt? That's what I said,
no,
right?
No. In the song.
In the song. Well, I mean, as we said, it's a rampage. It's a killing spree, and we thought, well, that part is heavy. Guns are heavy. Voila.
But more seriously, it really is the moment where you realize that you're out in the public, and someone takes out a gun out of nowhere. Just starts shooting.
Imagine listening to the song on the metro, as I did, and hearing that shotgun pump out of nowhere, even though it's been your like 1,000th time that you listen to it because you've mixed it. You hear the gun, you're like, oh, shit.
Did that happen to you on the metro?
Yeah. I heard the gun. I went, oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, the song.
Yeah. I was on the bus listening to the new Cesspool EP.
Yeah.
And they have the sound of the metro. Dun, dun, dun. But I was on the bus and I
freaked out. Where am I?
It legit messed with me, just like the shotgun sound there. Speaking of murder in the metro, did you hear that they arrested a guy at Papineau Metro today? Killed a guy at a depaneur just up on near Laurier Metro.
No.
Yeah.
Oh.
I worked just near Papineau. I was going home. I went to the metro. They said no, and I started asking and turned on the radio and they said yeah. Anyway, speaking of death, they were listening to Prosecutors.
No, we're gonna get sued like Ozzy. You caused some suicides.
Wait, what? Talk about that for a second.
Like Ozzy getting sued for suicide solution, right?
Did that? No, I'm not.
Well,
aware of
I think that. I think it was like back in the 80s or 90s during like
people tried to sue Ozzy.
Yeah, because like a kid like. Killed himself whilst listening to Suicide Solution, and we're like, oh yeah, the song says suicide is solution, but actually Suicide Solution was referring to alcohol. And
Slayer got sued too, right?
Slayer got sued for
Love Bite.
I forget the name of the song. It was during they called it the Satanic Panic era. Al Gore's wife, Tipper Gore, started the Parents Music Resource Center, the PMRC, and they started putting the record, the stickers, the
advisory.
Yeah. And so I was thanking them for letting me know which albums were the cool ones.
Right?
That's the one.
Yeah.
But Will, didn't you tell me about the song "Altar of Sacrifice"?
Oh, yeah, I think "Altar of Sacrifice" got like Slayer close to getting sued or getting sued because like some kids did a sacrifice.
And he had Slayer poster, so it was because of the song.
Oh yeah, for sure, it's because of Slayer.
Yeah,
right.
I mean, it was a Satanic Panic, but
yeah, that was a good time period. Everyone was trying to. Who was it? D. Snyder. There's infamous where he's just ripping into Tipper Gore. Al Gore is getting pissed. And Tipper Gore is saying something along the lines of the song is about this and that. And
she thought it was
about mutilation.
The lyrics were about S&M, BDSM, like that kind of sex. And he's like, actually, it's about my guitar player's
surgery.
Mouth and throat surgery. So if you read into. If you read into the lyrics that, then you're the one that's the pervert and not me.
And that's where you see Al Gore turning red, wanting to go on a rampage. There's a tie-in right there. Eh?
Yeah. And it's so funny to see Dee Snyder dressed as Dee Snyder in the courtroom, right? And then there's Frank Zappa that appears dressed so properly.
Yeah, but that's classic Frank Zappa.
Yeah.
Where are we here? All right, let's get to another one. Where should we go next?
While we released another song before this EP, was our first single. That one's called Into the Unknown. I think it played on this show.
We played it on like the second episode of the show. Today's the 50th episode of this show, Will.
Really?
And you were here for the second one. And Jay, you were here for the first one. And you never left. And welcome, awesome. Welcome back, Will.
Well, thank you.
Yeah, yeah. And so thank you so much for being one of the first victims on this show.
I didn't know. Yeah, I thought you were like a pretty established show.
No, yeah. Well, hopefully we are now after 50 episodes. Right. But yeah. Yeah. So, I mean, yes, we were.
For sure, for sure.
For sure, were. Yeah. Well, talk about this song.
Well, Into the Unknown is quite different from the EP. It's
way more progressive.
Way more progressive. It's in
less like, trashy.
Yeah, it's in seven strings, not the six strings.
Heavier though.
Yeah, yeah. It's drop A. We go from this record, which is in standard E, yet so heavy, right?
Right. Says the guy who knows nothing about standard.
You should learn about that.
Yeah, I should.
If you're gonna talk to metal bands, that's right. But I think we had the discussion already. But whatever.
Yeah,
or metal nerds,
right?
Yeah. Well, prog metal
sometimes.
Yeah. Sometimes. And
super nerds, obviously.
And Into the Unknown is about like a weird trip, like a weird ego death trip of this main character, which is also in Transcendence and Rampage.
So the seven string is newer or earlier?
Earlier.
Wait a minute. You have a theme. You have a character that is doing different things in all three of these songs.
Yeah,
yeah. Well, it's a concept. A concept album,
which is constructing itself very slowly, but surely.
The character he goes through
different episodes.
Different episodes.
Transcendence being where he resurrects, Rampage where he goes on a rampage, and Into the Unknown, which is further down the story. There's a couple episodes missing in between.
He goes deep into obsession, but
well, let's
he's
get
not,
into it.
In a rampage anymore.
Yeah. Let's do it. This is Into the Unknown by Prosecutor here on CJLO 1690.
Oh, 1984 was a pretty insane time for Twisted Sister. We were hearing bits and pieces about this Parents Music Resource Center and Tipper Gore, but not really registering because we were getting protests and religious groups at every show. So just another parent group that, you know, was putting Twisted Sister on a list of targets.
We have always talked about the positive aspects of the music industry, but of course the highlight has been on the excesses that have been allowed to develop as we have tried to focus our concern on those excesses.
Somebody approached our office that they want the Senate committee is having a hearing on censorship with the PMRC and wanted to know if I would come and speak. Now, my view of it when I heard it was they want me to carry the flag into battle. Hell yeah. Braveheart, baby. Braveheart wasn't even out, but that sort of mentality. Give me the fucking flag, man. Let's go. I knew that they were, like everybody else, grossly underestimating me. I knew that they viewed me as just another dunderheaded rocker, and they would bring me in, make me look like a fool, and I would help their cause. They did not know that I could construct a sentence and speak English fluently. And I'm there in my cut-off denim, my skin-tight jeans, my snakeskin boots, and a little bit of eye makeup left underneath, and my big hair. And I ain't getting dressed up for nobody. I'm a dirtbag, and I'm proud. And I'm playing these people like, you know, I mean, I've been, you know, mentally I'm setting these guys up for the kill. I have got my speech in my back pocket, which I have worked on for a few weeks and honed and refined till it's a freaking nuclear weapon. Folded up like a gazillion times, like a bad kid bringing his homework to school. You know, when I open it up and I'm flattening it out on the table, really delivered. And they're going, oh, man, this is a lamb being brought to the slaughter. And I start reading.
Since I seem to be the only person addressing this committee today who has been a direct target of accusations from the presumably responsible PMRC, I would like to use this occasion to speak on a more personal note and show just how unfair the whole concept of lyrical interpretation and judgment can be, and how many times this can amount to little more than character assassination.
And I am just tearing apart everything that they've accused me of, disproving without beyond a shadow of a doubt that everything they've accused me of has been wrong, false, and they are scrambling. They were saying that Under the Blade was about sadomasochism and bondage. It was about my guitar player's throat operation.
It's not really a wild leap of the imagination to jump to the conclusion that that's about something other than surgery or hospitals, neither of which are mentioned in the song.
No, it's not a wild jump, and I think what I said at one part was that songs allow a person to put their own imagination, experiences, and dreams into the lyrics. People can interpret it many ways. Ms. Gore was looking for sadomasochism and bondage, and she found it. Someone looking for surgical references would have found it as well.
Yeah.
I said, you know, I can't help that Tipper Gore's got a dirty mind, and Al Gore just, oh my God, you know, he really jumped over the table. They were saying, we're not going to take it, it should be on the Filthy 15 for violence, and it was no more violent than the Declaration of Independence.
How about that? So, forget discussing it. There it is from D. Snyder's mouth.
Prosecutors on the list now.
Yeah, for sure. No, for sure. I mean, like, every modern metal band compared to what was happening back then is on the list.
Infinite
yeah.
Annihilator.
Oh, yeah. Cannibal yeah. Corpse, Dying Fetus.
Yeah. It's crazy.
Yeah.
They lost their minds. It tees up with video also. As soon as Much Music started gaining traction,
yeah,
and you could see these people, you know, pumping their waist at the screen and stuff like that, it was over. Yeah,
and then Twisted Sister doing like cross dressing.
Yeah. I thought that was great. I said, Mom, look, these guys are wearing makeup and hockey gear. Yeah, and they were smoking at school. It was, that was something. I didn't know what to think about that. It was cool, though. All right, so that's D. Snyder at the PRMC hearing talking about censorship with Al Gore and Tipper Gore. That's from the Banger Films movie. What is it?
Ten Bangers.
I guess Journey? A Headbanger's Journey. Yeah,
that,
yeah.
This happened like 20 years before the documentary.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah. That's right.
I mean, this radio show so far is great because we, you know, in our times of disinformation, you brought the proofs.
Yeah. We can talk all we want, but let's get we like to try and get the horse to tell us about it instead of Jay. For me, Jay's more accurate than I am, actually. Yeah. Well, thank you. I appreciate that, Will. We try sometimes. Let's go along on the list that you brought. Where else are we?
Talking modern bands, yeah. We recently went to see round one of Vac and Metal Battle in Montreal. Yeah.
Hold that thought for 1 second, okay? Yeah, yeah. Or for 1 minute.
Oh, yeah, commercial.
Movies.
Yahoo! You're all clear, kid. Now let's blow this thing and go home.
And have the iconic sounds of cinema.
Well, then tune in to At the Movies every Tuesday morning from 9 to 10 a.m. only on CJLO 1690 a.m. with your hosts,
Remy
and Danny.
May the force be with you. Goodbye, old friend. May the force be with you.
Art Matters, North America's largest student-run fine arts festival, is back for its 26th edition. This year's theme is Unstable Grounds, and over the next month, we'll be inviting artists and the Montreal community to consider how we construct foundations upon continually shifting landscapes. On Thursday, March 12th, from 6 to 9 p.m., come to Sediments, a vernissage night featuring the work of 8 artists arranged in 5 categories inspired by Edmund Husserl's Cartesian Meditations. Curated by Joe Espada, and find us at A2X, 4001 Rueberry, Apartment 201. On Friday, March 13th, come to Rebodying, a one-night-only show with a selection of live performances and installations curated by Alec Tejon. Join us at Studio 303, which is located at 372 St. Catherine West on the third floor. Music by Elliot Roby, and for more information, visit artmattersfestival.org.
All right.
All right, so back to
Vulcan.
Almost the whole band were at Vulcan.
Yeah.
Sorry, Dave. And it was great. We were there to support our friends in the group Stregonera, which the studio that recorded Prosecutor, my studio, DNR, Dead Noise Recordings. We did the second EP or first EP of Stregonera, which is called See What I See.
That's exactly what it's called.
Is that what it's called?
You nailed it. Good job, Will. Good job.
My memory is bad.
Roberto would have killed you. Yeah.
Rob is listening to this going, oh, Will, man. and they did great. They won the battle. But, I mean, we got to say, we got to push for a band that we really, really loved. The first band to play, and they did the hardest job of them all, right? They opened the battle, was a Hate Stinger.
Yeah.
And they just came out with a new song last Friday, which I think is called Ride My Wind.
Yeah.
That's wing.
That's what you have to call it on radio, wind.
Wind.
Yeah.
we played with two of the guys from Hate Stinger. We played with the guitarist, singer, and the drummer at our last show, which was the EP release show. They were playing in a band called Citizen Vicious, which we also...
Oh, wait a minute. Hate Stinger, I played with them 2 weeks ago at Piranha Bar.
Yeah, yeah. We played at Piranha Bar, but not 2 weeks ago, like 2 months ago.
Well, I played with Hate Stinger about 2-3 weeks ago. They're really nice guys.
Yeah. No,
Andy Singer did sound for us a couple months before. He actually does sound at Piranha Bar.
Yeah, yeah. I think he when we were there,
the shaved head, right?
Yeah, yeah, shaved head. Yeah, when we were there, he was teching for Alain at Piranha.
Yeah.
He did a great job. I mean, I was like, wait a minute, complain.
Hate Stinger, I played with them.
Yeah.
Well, let's get into it. Here's Ride My Wind by Hate Stinger.
Do you want to also play after Old My Beer by Citizen Vicious?
Possibly. We'll see. We'll see what happens.
Do we have time?
Let's get into it. Electric Messiah, CJLO 1690.
We'll be right back.
CJLO 1690. Yeah.
We're back.
And we're back. We have about a minute left. All right, Jay.
All right. I just want to give a shout out to a show happening tomorrow at Thrash Can. It's Chuzo, Resorted, and Sheep Destroyer Crew, and Headliner Dumbass. So come check it out.
Yeah. Ah, yeah.
Yeah.
Let's talk about the band really we just
great.
Played.
Yeah, Sisters and Vicious, 8th Singer, they're both great. We played with Sisters and Vicious. They were really, 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 really tight. Chuzo, we played on that same bill. Really great. And
aren't the vocals just so great? And, like, similar to Pantera?
Well, it feels like Vulgar Display of Power, yeah.
The song was called Hold My Beer from the album Headbanger Assault. These guys are from Longay, right?
From Longay, yeah.
They're called Citizen Vicious. On the show today, we had Prosecutor.
From Boucherville. next to Longay.
Yeah. Recognized. Shout out to Boucherville. And shout out to you, Jay.
Right. We'll shout see out you to tomorrow. Jay and Dumbass.
Where's the show again tomorrow? Thrash Can. All right. Stay tuned for... you have something else, Johan?
Well, thank you, Chuck.
Hey, I appreciate it thank very you, much. Chuck. And tune in next week to Electric Messiah. Every Thursday, 8 to 9.